Hello, and welcome to a brand new podcast called Generation Remastered. I'm your host, Nate.
Hi.
With me is Ricky.
And that was Ricky. My name's Jake.
Wow, this is off to a great start. Formerly of, you may have heard of us from Press X to Win.
They probably
really
did.
Good podcast.
Which is dead.
Which is dead.
Super
and we've
dead.
Decided to recreate it as Generation Remastered, which is going to be a no-nonsense podcast about what's going on in video games, what we've been playing, as all of us own all the consoles, so there's no fanboyism at all. At all.
That's a blatant lie.
Totally a lie.
We just enjoy video games, and we're just here to talk about video games. Isn't that right, gentlemen?
I mean, you're here to talk about video games. I'm here to get mad at video games.
He hates video games, by the way. That's
Jake
never
hates
changed.
Video games.
I fucking hate
me and,
video
me
games.
And Ricky like them, but Jake hates them.
All right, so what's our first topic?
What?
What's our first topic?
Well, first of all, I think it's been so long since we podcast together. Obviously, we're not going to talk about every video game we've played since then, but let's talk about what video games we've been playing. I'll go first, of course.
Of course.
Because I finished God of War and then took a week hiatus from video games to go on my honeymoon. And I've come back and I started playing... well, first of all, I started playing State of Decay 2. And that game... that game has so many problems. And it's like... I feel like it should be really good. And I wouldn't say it's a bad game, but like it's just really buggy. There's no real direction to it. It's just... you know, go online, join a game and then loot shit and then take it back and then loot some more stuff and take it back. And it's just super repetitive and super boring.
How do you
and
win?
I just don't...
How do you win?
It doesn't have a story.
is that an end goal? I don't understand.
I think the goal is to bore yourself to death. Much like Sea of Thieves, the last exclusive game Microsoft put out, it's basically just create a group of survivors and go survive, and then...
okay, but who is it you versus?
The zombies, I think. There's also humans. It's just not very good.
I don't understand this game, based on what you're telling me.
And then when you play co-op... you can join with your friends, but like you can only go like literally like I don't know all of like 5 feet away from them before it teleports you back. There's cars that you can soup up and
wait,
like
it teleports you back.
It teleports you back to your friend. Yes.
That sounds really jarring and terrible.
And especially in an open world game that you know would be you know going around killing a bunch of zombies and. Getting loot, but the problem is every time you have to get loot, it's you have a choice. Either you press Y and hold Y for about 15 seconds to open something and hope to God something's good in it, or you press Y and hold the LB button, which would make it go faster, but it could get zombies to attack you. And that's basically that game. It's loot shit, take it back to your base, try and build up your base, loot some more shit, fight some zombies, have your weapons break, try and repair them. And enjoy the really, really buggy game that's not even very good looking even on Xbox One X. And that's State of Decay.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Based on the E3 trailer last year, I mean, I remember when we were watching it and all of us were like, did anybody else see how this looks like a fucking PS2 game and how, like, the characters' animations are all really shitty and they're the clipping issues and
clunky.
They just look like dolls sitting in the back of that truck.
Yeah, it's sad. I wouldn't say it's a bad game. Like, I just think it's really boring. I think Sea of Thieves is a worse game.
Yeah, you would.
Because Sea of Thieves is there's literally nothing to do in Sea of Thieves. Like, it's literally like get in a boat and go fucking make your own fun, you fuckwit. Like, that's basically what the game is saying to you. It's like, hey, there's treasure chests, and they're the same treasure chests everywhere. So I'd say State of Decay is probably the best game Microsoft's put out on their console this year, which is sad. because those have been the two Game Pass games.
Sadly.
I've already pretty much turned my Game Pass off. I've already like turned off auto renew, so I will not be doing Game Pass again until something else gets announced. I've been playing on my Xbox as well this game called Deep Rock Galactic. It's basically Left 4 Dead mixed with Starship Troopers mixed with Minecraft. Yeah.
It's actually really pretty.
It's four-player co-op, and it looks really good on Xbox One X. It plays really well. I don't know if there's a lot of people playing because it's technically an early access game on Xbox, but it plays better than most launch games on Xbox.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's more smooth. It runs better than State of Decay by like leaps and bounds. And like there's like a lot of customization to it. It's just kind of like what Left 4 Dead was. Like Left 4 Dead was fun because you would hop in and just play a match. And granted, that game added like a sandbox element to it later on. This game has a sandbox element to it at launch, and it's sort of fun because it's like the goal is just to get a bunch of mining stuff and fight off the hordes of aliens, and then get back to the launch pad before it leaves. It gives you like 5 minutes before it leaves every time at the end of every match. That's probably my favorite Xbox game I've been playing. What else have I been playing? I've been playing Battlefield 4 again, which we will definitely get into later because we had another entry of the Battlefield series announced. I just want to say Battlefield 4 is the best Battlefield game ever made.
It's a weird way to say Battlefield 2.
Weird. We'll talk about that later. and then I've been playing Detroit Become Human, which is a David Cage game, so there's going to be people who obviously don't give a shit about it.
Like me.
It's really good. It's really pretty. It looks really good. And so far, like, the story has actually been really engaging. Like, all three characters have been cool. Like, there's Connor. And Connor is an android that's supposed to, like, do crime scene investigation. And then there's Kara, who's, like, a housemaker android. But her, like, the person she works for, like, the husband of the house is a fiend. And so that goes some places. And then there's Marcus, who is, like, wrongly accused of murder and gets sent to the scrapyard, but is able to, like, come back to life and ends up joining. That's for you to play the game and find out.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. And then he basically starts a revolution. And that's how far I've got. I haven't beaten it yet because my wife makes me wait until she's home to play it because she likes it so much. And I think that's about it for me. I haven't been playing a ton since I got home, but that's kind of... I'm going to play Red Dead as soon as we're done podcasting on Xbox One X, probably, because I'm trying to play through it again. And man, that game has the worst start to a video game ever. It's so boring.
The start of Red Dead Redemption is so, so slow.
It is. It really
so
is.
So boring. It's rough. It's really rough.
It looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it looks very good. It's for an Xbox 360 game. It's just like I don't know if I want to play through it after playing to the beginning of that game. But Jake, what have you been playing? It's been a long time since we've talked about what you've been playing because you hate games so much.
I've been playing God of War, which is awesome. You know, I actually wasn't really a huge fan of it when I first started playing it. Thought it was kind of slow and boring and didn't really feel like God of War. But then I started getting more into the game, giving it more of a chance, kind of started to like it more. Still thought it wasn't as great as everybody was saying. Then I hit a certain point, which you know of, Nate, Ricky has not gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Where it just fucking became amazing.
Yeah, that part that you're talking about changes the whole game. And I honestly, like, I was so adamant on not having this game spoiled for me that I didn't even know it was coming, and when it happens, you're just like, holy shit, they did it. They really did it. And then that game just goes balls to the wall for, like, the last half of it, I think. I think that happens about, what, halfway in?
That's about halfway there, but the second half goes by way faster than the first half.
Yeah, the first half is establishing all the stuff, and I don't think... A lot of people say that it's really slow. I don't think the first half's slow by any means, but I understand when people are complaining. Like, it takes a while to kind of get you into what the game is, since it's such a long game compared to other God of War games.
Yeah.
All right, so obviously we can't talk too much about it because we can't spoil it.
Nope.
Ricky, you gotta finish it. Jesus
I
Christ.
Will. I'm working on it. I'll get back on it.
He'll finish it by next August. The slowest video game player I've ever met in my entire life is Ricky.
There's some games where I really get hooked on and I just keep playing, but it's tough to balance.
What was the last video game you actually finished, Ricky?
You know what? I was just thinking about that, and I don't know. I can't think of the last game I finished.
Was it Halo 5?
I feel like it was Halo 5.
It might have been Halo 5. It might have been Halo 5. Or
maybe that's
actually,
why he doesn't
Uncharted.
Finish games anymore, because he finishes them and is like, well, that was disappointing.
Probably, yeah, I forgot. I actually played through Halo 5 for the first time the week before I went on my honeymoon, and that game is terrible. That story is so bad, and the cliffhanger is so bad. I don't even know how
Dude,
they.
Dude, imagine how Ricky and I feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're big Halo
that game's
fans.
Terrible. Jake, what else have you been playing?
Just Fortnite, really. You know, I've been finishing up my undergraduate, so I didn't really have time to play a lot of different games. So Fortnite has been my bread and butter because it's free and it's fun. But I'm probably gonna pick up Detroit soon. I'm gonna start
have
up
you played
Persona
Horizon
5
Zero
soon.
Dawn?
Yeah, I played through Horizon Zero Dawn.
You've beaten okay.
Yeah.
Persona 5 is really good. I played through that earlier this year before I got married.
Yeah. Well, I feel like after you get married, you just don't have time for Persona 5.
Well, that thing was we went home for the wedding, back to California. And we had a whole week to do nothing, and I think I put 30 hours into Persona 5 that week alone. I did 3 palaces, and then I ended up finishing it 2 weeks later. My final playtime on that game was 95 hours, which was insane, because I haven't played a game that long in since Witcher 3, which I put 250 hours in.
Oh, Witcher 3, that was a good one.
That game, man, oh man. So just Fortnite, are you buying any of them skins? Getting into them 6 skins.
I mean, I get the gliders. Battle Pass every season.
Yeah, I do
which
too.
Gets you the free fucking shit. Yeah, so I don't go and spend $25 on a cosmetic because I think that's dumb.
So we'll get into that later too. I think Fortnite's cool. I just don't like the building element of it. It got really old for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that game's really cool, but the building just gets really boring after a while.
Yeah, I don't like the building aspect of it because the game basically devolves into who can build the biggest and fastest autism fort wins.
That's terrible,
Jake. It just gets really fucking annoying I want gunplay, like just straight gunplay. I want to be able to use the environment, you know, for cover, and whoever has the better aim wins. And it gets really annoying when you shoot someone once and they build up like a 10-story tower and then fucking jump pad onto your dick and shoot you in the face with a shotgun, and you're like, how'd that even happen?
I mean, that's totally how I feel about that game. That's why I like PUBG sometimes, but PUBG just, I mean, even on Xbox One X, it still runs like absolute shit. Like, I don't know what Microsoft is thinking, like, huh, we don't have any fucking exclusive games, let's just put PUBG on. Oh, wait, it doesn't run well on PC. It's definitely not gonna run well on our fucking outdated ass console.
Yeah,
oh my god,
what
a joke.
Were thinking of that. And PUBG's pretty popular on Xbox too.
Oh yeah.
It's I like PUBG. Popular. I haven't played it in a long time though, because I hate playing solo.
Playing
duos and squads. Mm-hmm. And nobody I know has a fucking PC that can run that shit.
Well, it runs terrible. It's a joke how bad that game is running still this, you know, as far as it's been out and whatnot. One thing I actually did forget to bring up is I did play some H1Z1 on PS4, which apparently is just blowing up. Those guys are geniuses for putting it on PS4, whether or not that game's good or not. Apparently it's one of the most played games on PlayStation 4 right now. And
that's
it's got
an
like
awful
a,
game.
Runs like
it's got
crap.
Like a more of a PUBG. It doesn't run like crap. What are you talking about? It's fine.
H1Z1?
Runs better than PUBG. It runs better than PUBG on fucking PS4.
Well, PUBG doesn't run on PS4, so.
Well, okay. You know what I mean? That game's okay. It's not bad, but like all apparently right. People are playing the shit out of it because it doesn't have building, so that's cool. But yeah, I don't know. I'm ready for that blackout mode. That we'll talk about later. Ricky, what have you been playing?
I've been dabbling in a little bit of God of War as well. I'm getting through it. I'm about
what part
maybe,
are you at?
Niflheim, I think. So like, I'm at the end of that part, and the game is just
you
really
mean Alfheim?
Alfheim, thank you. I don't know what I was thinking.
Niflheim is one of the secret unlockable areas.
Ah, okay. Got it. Now, that game is it's blown me away so far as the graphics and the storytelling is interesting. The gameplay at first, just like Jake said, it was a little boring to me. It felt like they tried to do like a Last of Us style by slowing everything down. But after a while, you kind of get into it and figure out the tricks. So like it becomes intuitive, and starting to enjoy it.
Later on, when you get more shit, and no spoilers, but when you get more stuff, the combat really starts picking up fast. Starts getting really hectic and crazy. You can start getting off some crazy sick combos.
Oh yeah, I'm starting to figure out that part. It's just you gotta unlock all the trees and everything to get to that point. But yeah, no, God of War is definitely a great game. No surprises there. We knew it was gonna be good. Sony has been swinging hard as far as their exclusives so far, so it's just another huge banger from them.
What's the next one? Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Which will probably be the highest selling exclusive video game ever made.
Well, it's Marvel and it's Sony, so it should do well.
And it's Insomniac, and I don't think I've ever played a bad Insomniac game besides that one that they did with EA, because EA doesn't understand gamers.
Yeah, well, EA doesn't understand anything but how to run companies into the ground, so.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that, too.
God. Oh, man, I hate that company so much. What else?
I've been playing a little bit of Battlefield after watching Battlefield 1. After watching the Battlefield...
so the bad one. Gotcha.
It's not terrible. It's not a terrible game. I do like it. I like parts of it and everything. I was trying out the operations mode. It's actually pretty fun to me, and it looks great on Xbox One X. I mean, it looked great on the Pro as well.
You have it on both consoles?
Yeah, I got it at a Black Friday sale. Got it cheap. I was like, why not? It's really cheap.
Battlefield 1 is such a weird thing for me because, like, I didn't like the fact there was no, like, automatic weapons. I was like, Battlefield, like, World War 1, what the hell? And then they put automatic weapons in it. And then, like, the game was fun for, like, all of a month, and then it just got overrun by snipers because the sniper class is so ridiculously fucking broken in that game. Oh, my God. We'll talk about it more, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that. But, yeah, no, it is pure Battlefield experience still, but I would still go back to Battlefield 2 every once in a while and still play that. That's still my favorite out of the Battlefield series. That would be the winner for me if I had to pick one.
Battlefield 2 on PC, huh?
Yes, sir.
God, that game does not hold up. I tried to play that a few, like a year ago, I think, and that game might be one of the... it's just ugly.
but it still plays great.
Still plays
Battlefield
well.
2 and 2142 are both great.
Yes.
They're both great games. The Titan mode in 2142 was like the coolest like thing that series ever did, probably.
They should bring that mode back in some form.
Well, they're definitely not going to bring back 2142. Like, they're not going to make a 2143 because EA owns the game rights to Star Wars, and Disney will see that as a direct competition with Star Wars.
Even though the Star Wars games they make suck anyway, so...
Yeah, well...
They ruined Battlefront 2 because Battlefront 2 had so much freaking potential, and somehow they actually found a way to blow it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get over that. That's the thing. That's why I'm...
Biggest
disappointment. Anything else, Ricky? Anything else you've been playing?
Just playing the same thing, usual Fortnite, getting up the levels, trying to use that battle pass, and then a little bit of PUBG every once in a while, just to see what the updates are. Tried out the Miramar map, which is okay. It's decent. It's all right.
It's bad.
It's not bad. It's different.
Miramar is a bad map.
Miramar is a terrible map.
It's not bad.
It's really bad.
Wait, console just got Miramar?
Yeah, we just got Miramar.
Oh, man. Yeah, Miramar sucks. You think it's good for now? I did too when it first came out on PC. And now I fucking hate it. I fucking hate Miramar so much.
I remember listening to the docs like rant on Miramar. So funny. God, that map is terrible. Anyways, so that's what we've been playing this week. It's sort of a slow news week. E3 is upon us. Next week will be an E3 preview show. As long as we make it to next week. So this week we're going to talk about the two big announcements over the last 2 weeks. Battlefield 5, not Battlefield V, Battlefield 5, and Call of Duty Black Ops 4 were both announced. And we're not going to do necessarily like a versus, like I don't give a shit what your opinion is when it comes to which game you think is better.
Oh, no.
I just want to really, and kind of talk about what we thought of both reveals, what we think is going on with these series, and what the fuck is EA doing? So first, we'll start with Battlefield 5, obviously. Battlefield 5 was announced this week. It's a World War II game. Quote...
is it?
Yeah, fucking, it doesn't look like one. It's, quote, unlike any history book you've ever read.
It's definitely unlike any history book I've ever read.
Quote, oh, yeah.
And I have an AA in history on top of my bachelor's, so...
quote, the most immersive Battlefield experience we've ever created. I hate this game so much, it is not even out yet. Basically, the trailer showed... First of all, everyone on the internet's very mad about the fact that there's women in it. I'm going to say my opinion.
Actually, okay, hold on. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. I don't think everybody's actually mad about there being a woman in it. Because I'm not mad so much about there being a woman on the front cover or a woman being featured prominently in the game. What I'm mad about is that they have a fucking cyberpunk fucking robot arm in frontline combat. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, like, that's my thing, is Battlefield as a whole, and one of the things Battlefield 4 gets so good is Battlefield 4, just Battlefield in general, was about being a soldier in an army much bigger than yourself. The 64-player battles, you know, you're in this army, you're going across the map, capturing points, and trying to take over this map, and that's what Battlefield's always been about. Battlefield 1 was the first one to kind of get away from that, because... It just felt really casual. The gunplay was a little bit more easy to play. Tanks basically just absolutely raped. If you saw a tank, you just ran because there was almost no chance you were gonna kill it unless you were the.
Yeah, there was like no good AT weapons really.
The maps weren't very good. Battlefield 1 just didn't feel like you were part of a larger battle. It was the first time I really thought that EA kind of got away from what they were doing. Granted, there wasn't all this bullshit customization. You still looked like a soldier. Mm-hmm. Now, my biggest problem with Battlefield 5 is you don't look like a soldier. You look like a mohawk wearing the fucking face-painted samurai sword-wielding asshole. You look like a character from Sunset Overdrive, but it's in World War II. And the thing is like, I think this is more of an EA problem than a Battlefield problem. I think that EA they fucked up so bad with Battlefront 2, that they're trying to like get some goodwill but they're making all the expansions free and whatnot, but they're adding in a lot of bullshit customization. And then what they're going to do, because it's EA, is they're going to be like, well, you know, there's a chapter in the story where you put on face paint. Or there's a chapter in the story where you meet the one soldier who has a prosthetic arm in the whole entire war. Or all that shit. And that's how they're going to justify it. And then they're going to sell the shit of it out. Just sell you so much bullshit. So much cosmetic bullshit that it's not going to look like a World War II game anymore. It's going to look like Fortnite or Sunset Overdrive with World War II guns.
Exactly.
And yeah, I think it's an absolute joke, and it almost makes me just not want to give EA money anymore, because they took what, you know, obviously I didn't want a World War II game. I'll say that out front. I wanted Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. I wanted Battlefield 5 to be a return to what made Battlefield 4 great and what made me put 92 hours in it with Jake when it first came out. Like, me and Jake played Battlefield 4 every night.
We played the shit ton of
it. Exactly. Oh, it was so good. Battlefield 4 is so good. And going back to it, it amazes me that that's almost a 5-year-old game now, because it's still so good.
It's still very popular.
And there's still... Oh, yeah.
I have a friend who just bought it on Xbox One.
Yeah, there's still shitloads of people.
Like, just
there's still shitloads of people playing on PS4 where I've been playing it. Like, the servers are still full. There's still tons of stuff going on. And it's still just... The gunplay's fun. There's so many varied classes that like, tanks aren't ridiculously overpowered. Helicopters aren't ridiculously overpowered. Everything's balanced so well in that game. Yeah, sure, you have the occasional dumbass sniper who sits on a roof and doesn't do shit. But, there's so much going on. There's so much, like, ground combat, and, like, guns are actually useful in this game, which is cool, because Battlefield 1, they're fucking not, unless you're a sniper, because a sniper has a one-hit gun versus you having a 2-3-hit gun, and the sniper fucking can hide. So many things like that. But Battlefield 5, just, it's not what I think it's just not what fans wanted, and I think EA is trying to switch the narrative to being like, oh, well, people are mad about women in the game. It's like, I don't care, dude. Put a woman in any game you want. That doesn't matter to me. I feel like putting in a woman in any game is cool. It's fine. Do what you want. But the problem I have with it is the customization bullshit. It's way over the top, and that trailer is terrible. I mean, that looked like a Michael Bay film on crack. What did you guys think of just everything around it?
Honestly, it's just... I wouldn't even mind the ridiculousness of the outfits and the fucking prosthetic arm and shit like that and the Viking war paint if DICE had just come out and said, this is going to be like Bad Company. It's like this alternate history kind of crazy, wacky, fun kind of thing. I would have said, okay, cool, whatever. I'm in for it then. But they're like actively promoting it as an authentic, realistic World War II experience. And it's just not. It doesn't look like an authentic World War II experience just from the trailer. The gameplay doesn't even look like it. I mean, you have not Kratos throwing a grenade into the air, and then the grenade gets shot by female robot arm sniper, and it explodes and takes out a plane. Like, what?
Yeah, it...
What the fuck? That's not... I mean, you see crazy shit like that happen in games like Battlefield 4 where the guy jumps out of the jet and RPGs the other jet and then hops back in. But that's supposed to be, like, crazy off-the-wall shit that these people, like, practice specifically to get these videos down and shit. Not, like, something that's promoted in the trailer.
Yeah, this game really... It just doesn't feel like it's for Battlefield fans. It feels like it's just for the Fortnite crowd and the people who have been playing Fortnite so much they're trying to get into that audience. And that's the thing. Like, even in the reveal event...
When does that ever
what?
Work?
I just have no idea. Even in the reveal event, they're like, oh, you'll be able to build forts. And it's like, oh, that's not what anyone wants. Nobody wants to build in Battlefield. You want to shoot guns at people. Like, that's what Battlefield's about. It's about shooting and capturing points. And they're just missing the mark so bad here. And, you know, people are going to buy it. And there's going to be those people who stand up for EA no matter what. God knows it. I've seen them on the Kind of Funny Facebook groups and all those groups. Just
fanboys,
people who like will stand up for EA no matter what and be like, oh no, they're EA is mm-hmm. not that bad business practices. I guess they are. Look what they did to Battlefront 2.
Oh yeah,
Battlefront 2 was set to be the definitive Star Wars game for a Star Wars fan, right? Had all this cool shit, so many cool maps, prequel, sequel, every shit, you know, all the characters, all the, you know, all the iconic planets, all the iconic vehicles, all that stuff, right? Space battles, all that stuff, right? And they're like, nah, we're gonna do cosmetic, we're gonna do non-cosmetic microtransactions that you can buy and make yourself better. And people got really mad. And then they went back on it because people got so mad. And now the game's just a ghost town because nobody wants to give these people money. Nobody wants to give them money for cosmetic. And it's like, yeah, okay, I can pay this money to be Han Solo from the new movie Solo. But do I really want to give EA that money? God, no, I don't. And this is what they're doing. It's a Battlefield 4, Battlefield 2, Battlefield 5 is going to be just a cosmetic microtransaction mess.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's absolutely going to be a mess. I would not be surprised, too, if they tried to do the same kind of loot box scam that they did with Battlefront 2, though.
That was one thing they were very adamant on that event, is that there's not going to be any things except for cosmetics, and that there won't be loot boxes.
That's complete bullshit, and I'll tell you why. Remember before Battlefield 3 launched and DICE said they would never ever charge for maps or map packs, that all maps would be free for all owners of the game? And then, like, 3 weeks after it launches, new Battlefield 3 Premium Season Pass.
Yeah, I mean, I understood it. Like, I think Battlefield 4's Premium Pass was actually pretty good for what you got with it. But the problem is, like, the biggest problem with these Premium Passes is they separate a community. You have people who pay the $50 for all the maps, and you have people who don't, and then those people can't play with each other. And then it just segregates the community even more and more and more. That was one thing about Battlefield 4 recently, is I'm pretty sure they made the Premium Pass free, and that's why the game is just super populated, because nobody wants to play Battlefield 1, and nobody wants to play Battlefield Hardline.
oh, I forgot about that game.
and the thing, I think one of the things that Battlefield's never been good at is campaign. And that'll get us to our other game. But I think Battlefield should have left the campaign out of this. Because the campaign in Battlefield 1, personally, I think is the worst shooter campaign I've ever played my entire life. I actually fell asleep playing it. And if you fall asleep playing a shooter game, you have problems with your shooter game. And it's just, it amazes me that they're like, oh, we're going to do the same thing we did in Battlefield 1. And it's like, why? It was so bad. And I just, I think they're, I don't think they understand. I just don't think DICE knows how to make a campaign game. I honestly don't.
They shouldn't even bother with it. DICE cannot make good campaign games. And that's okay. That's okay, because Battlefield's always had enough content multiplayer-wise to justify.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is the multiplayer in Battlefield has always been just so good that, you know, it doesn't really need a campaign. I think if Battlefield 4 didn't have a campaign, I would have been perfectly fine, just because that campaign is up there with Battlefield 1 as being terrible. I'd have to rank them, but Battlefield 3, 4, and 1 are all so bad it's ridiculous compared to what Call of Duty's put out, minus World War II's campaign that actually was really, really boring. But moving on to, you guys have any other thoughts on Battlefield 5?
I know is I'm gonna end up buying it just because I love World War II, which pisses me off because I know that I shouldn't be buying it, but I'm going to end up doing it, and I hate myself for it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're going to see more E3, I think, about it, and maybe we'll see where this multiplayer looks like. I just, the thing about it is that showing was so bad, and I don't know why that's the way you show that game. And it very well may look really good at E3, but it's obvious this thing is made for cosmetics. And you can tell just the way that trailer was portrayed, like the fact that they had like a horse or a cow head on the tank. And
I think the best way to describe it is that it felt soulless.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like even looking at Battlefield 1, you can tell it had some kind of soul and personality to it. You could tell that, you know, there was real passion put into that. That it wasn't just a generic cash grab kind of game. And you look at Battlefield 5's trailer, and it looks like DICE is saying, hello, fellow gamers. We, too, like to play the video games with the forts and the microtransactions.
Yeah, I just don't understand why going back to World War II was what their big master plan was here. It makes no sense when everyone is clamoring for Bad Company 3 or even just a modern game.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Battlefield was great when it was modern. You guys said your favorite Battlefield is Battlefield 2. Mine's Battlefield 4. Like, the modern Battlefields are a staple. I mean, that was the thing. It's Call of Duty got away from it because they didn't, you know, that wasn't what they wanted to do anymore. And they went to the future, and it's worked out for them, whatever. But Battlefield never needed to go to World War One in the first place. Hardline never needed to exist. Battlefield 4 could have been the only game for 3 years, and they put out another great modern Battlefield game, and I would have totally eat it up. But
well, that's how it was for a while. I mean, 1942 came out. 1942 is a great game. Got tons of expansions, tons of content. It started the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but then when I remember when Battlefield 2 was coming out, that was hyped the fuck up. Everybody wanted to get Battlefield 2. And it delivered. It delivered because they worked on it for like 6 fucking years.
Yeah, that game's phenomenal.
And then when Battlefield 3 was coming out, everybody was really excited for that too, because it had been a while since Battlefield 2 had come out.
Yeah.
And then like 2 years later, Battlefield 4 came out, and I remember going, wait, what the fuck? We just got Battlefield 3. Shouldn't we not be getting Battlefield 4 for like a long time
I think
now?
The one thing about Battlefield 4 is, like, I personally didn't like Battlefield 3. I thought it was too small scale compared to what Battlefield 2 was. I feel like Battlefield 4 fixed all those problems. Like, honestly, Battlefield 4 is Battlefield 3.5. I'm not going to lie.
It really
it totally is.
It's really what is. Battlefield 3 should
exactly.
have been.
Exactly, and I think that's why it's so good. And everything, every map in that game is so masterfully crafted. Every gun, there's so many different guns. Like, that's one of my biggest problems about Battlefield 1 is there's not many guns to really unlock. Like, even once you hit the level cap, there's still not that many guns left for you to unlock. It's just, Battlefield 1, AA guns were OP, tanks were OP, like, everything was just so overpowered, and there was nothing to, like, balance things out. And you go back to Battlefield 4 and just see the balancing, it's just, it's crazy to me that they were like, oh yeah, we're definitely going to go back to the kind of game we made that was really unbalanced versus the game we made that was super balanced and probably one of the best multiplayer shooters in the last decade.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I still like Battlefield 1, though. I just like because it was their take on World War 1, and it definitely had problems. Mm-hmm. But it showed that you could make a World War 1 game. Because for the longest time, nobody would touch World War 1 because they thought it's impossible to make a game that's in any way fun based on that time period. And I think DICE proved them wrong.
Granted,
with that,
the guns were not historically accurate.
I still like one. No, the guns were not. Yeah, no, the guns were not super historically accurate. I mean, you had like everybody running around with SMGs, and SMGs were really uncommon in that war. I mean, they really only became popular in the later stages of the war, which I guess is where it takes place because America's in it. But yeah, if they'd really tried to make Battlefield 1 super realistic, then everybody with light machine guns and heavy machine guns would just get 10 million kills a game.
Yeah, it's Battlefield 1 was such a disappointment for me, even from its announcement to like playing it a lot. I played a good amount of it, and I just got really bored of it. There just wasn't much for me to keep playing for, and I don't know. I'm not really happy with EA or DICE, and it sucks to see a series like that just go, you know, this way.
That's what always happens with EA.
Yeah.
Every single time, every fucking game of EA's, it's always like they'll start off really good. Like, it will legitimately start off as a good game and a good series. Burnout. And then as it gets more popular, EA just sucks the soul out of it and then leaves the husk.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what happened with BioWare, man. BioWare, their first real partnership with EA was Mass Effect 1, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Mass Effect 1, I mean, it had its problems, but for the time, it was a revolutionary RPG. And then slowly from there, the game quality began to get more dumbed down, more casualized, and then now look at BioWare. I mean, Anthem's in development hell. They had to close down the studio that did Andromeda. It's not good. EA is a cancer on the industry, honestly.
Yeah, I definitely don't disagree with you there. They have really not put out anything that's even worth a damn. And there's a part of me that wants to buy Madden because Jimmy Garoppolo is in it now. But I don't know. I honestly
Jimmy Garoppolo's in the last one.
Well,
version.
Now he's like 3D modeled in it, and he's a 49er, so it's a little different. But I'm still probably won't buy it just because I don't want to give EA any money. I think I'm pretty done with them, and I'm gonna watch their press conference.
Do you want to talk about that cover?
No. I'm gonna watch their press conference, man. And I'll see what they show. But I don't have any faith in them.
I do want to see the Madden changes. I want to see if there's any like significant Madden changes.
I want to see what they do with Star Wars, if they do anything, because I feel like maybe Disney should start really thinking about getting rid of,
taking away.
From what I heard, Disney's pretty unhappy with EA and how they handled Star Wars. Because sales have not been anything what they expect for Star Wars games, and EA has exclusive Star Wars rights. So I'm thinking that Disney is going to pull the plug on that.
Hoping so.
And they should.
Moving on to the other big shooter franchise in the world, Call of Duty had its reveal. And I just want to phrase, this reveal happens, and this trailer comes up with a really, you know, crazy ass rap song, and it actually looks cool. It looks like Call of Duty, of course, but it looks really cool. And then David Vonderhaar, who is a national treasure to just multiplayer, I mean, he's been around forever. He's just really seems like a genuine guy, comes up, and in the most awkward way possible, this thing is like, all right, guys, are we going to have jumping?
No!
Are we gonna have wall running? No! I was like, this is so weird, but it's like, obviously, the Call of Duty fan base didn't like it. It was a failed thing, and Call of Duty's like in on the joke, I guess. But this is a new boots on the ground Call of Duty game. It's got the Black Ops kind of futuristic look to it with the futuristic guns. But one thing Call of Duty's always been very adamant on is creating guns that look like future guns but shoot like real guns, which is sort of a weird thing, but the fact that it's going boots on the ground makes me a little more excited for it. What did you guys think of the Call of Duty reveal? We'll get to that thing that happened at the end, and we'll get to zombies, of course, but what did you think of the multiplayer reveal, the fact that the new health system is not regenerating health but a button you press to give yourself health that takes a little time to regenerate? Obviously, it's running on the same engine the last few games have run on, but, I mean, what did you think of this game versus, you know, Black Ops 3, I guess?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, Black Ops 3, I hated Black Ops 3. I hated the gunplay, I hated the TTK, I hated just, like, the jumping, wall running. They were trying to do too much, so the fact that they're changing that up and then going back to the basics really, like, gets me a little bit excited about it to go back into Call of Duty and what makes Call of Duty Call of Duty instead of all these futuristic gadgets and all that stuff, which they still have, but it's not the focus anymore. So being that it's always about the guns up and the faster gameplay, and now the regenerated system is different, it's going to change up the gunplay.
And a longer team time to kill.
I think it could be interesting.
Keep in mind, they've yeah. said that the game has a much longer time to kill, more akin to Overwatch from what a lot of the reports have said. So that's kind of a cool thing. I feel like the one problem I have with Call of Duty, at least the last few, have been like you get seen and you're immediately dead. And Battlefield has that too in some ways, but it's not as bad because Call of Duty, like, your gun is always up almost unless you're sprinting. And it just feels like things happen so much quicker. So a little bit longer time to kill could be cool. There's some stuff about that trailer that actually was pretty cool. Like, the specialist system seems like it got reworked. It's not so much about, like, overpowered bullshit anymore. It's more about, like, each character has one ability that could potentially get kills, but it's not as... It seemed balanced more, if that's... I don't know. That's kind of what I saw. What did you guys think?
We'll see, though, because that's the problem that I had with the specialist system is the balancing. That was a problem. And from what I hear from reports of the other podcasters and people who actually played this game, there are a lot of balancing issues, but, you know, that'll be fixed. There will be betas. There will be a lot of time. There's a lot of time before launch, so they're going to fix that. That's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And then just the fact that it looks like a Call of Duty game again. It doesn't look like crazy, you know, Titanfall bullshit.
Titanfall.
Then I guess they're getting rid of the season pass as well in Call of Duty. God. The only season pass will be the zombie season pass. And so you like zombies, Ricky, so let's hear what you have to say about the... What do you think of the zombies mode that they're doing this time around?
The zombies, I mean, I like the fact that we're getting a lot of content on it, and this is where they're going to try to make their money on. They're really banking on the zombies community to buy the season pass, play it, stream it, all that stuff. So they're going to give us 3 maps, which is great. And then we also will get more content later on. I do like zombies, but it does get a little repetitive in the fact that you're playing for hours and hours just to get a single goal. I mean, it's not everybody likes zombies, but, you know, I remember back in the day playing the original zombies, and it was a lot of fun.
I like this idea that the only season pass thing you're going to pay for is zombie maps. They're not going to segregate the community with Call of Duty, which is cool. I think that's one of the biggest problems. Like, if you didn't buy the season pass, you felt like you're missing out. And as someone who doesn't really care much for zombies, they'll play like a zombie map or a few zombie maps is cool. And then for the zombies, like, it's huge. So giving those people more maps at launch makes this thing worth a lot more, I think, out of the gate. And then the multiplayer, like, just having all the content there, I don't know what they're going to do to, like, fix that, but maybe it will be nothing, or it'll be loot boxes of some sort. As long as it's not game-breaking loot boxes where you're getting a gun that's much more powerful than somebody else's.
It's not paying.
And it, because of the nature of the specialist system, like, you won't have ridiculous-ass customization bullshit, which is cool. It'll be just, like, guns and shit, like, camo and guns, and I don't really give a shit about that. I just don't want my character looking like a pink-haired jackass. That's the stuff I just don't like, personally.
Yeah, I feel like that's just not good for Call of Duty.
It just doesn't look good. Oh, yeah. You know, like, I don't like that
stuff. But, I mean, you know me, I'm never going to be happy with Call of Duty.
So. What did you think of the Black Ops 4 reveal?
I mean, I don't really give a shit about Call of Duty. You know me, I'm a purist when it comes to Call of Duty. I still love the old Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2 games. I still think those were the best Call of Duty's ever been. So I don't know. I think that they're going to battle royale multiplayer only. I think that's a step in the wrong direction. Especially the multiplayer only part, because Call of Duty campaigns, even though World War II was pretty fucking boring, are usually pretty fun experiences. And I especially liked the Black Ops ones because it was like
Black Ops 3 is really bad.
I love sci-fi.
The campaigns were really bad.
Yeah, I played Black Ops 3's campaign. It's not great, but I still had a lot of fun with it. That's the thing. Even when the campaigns aren't that good, I still have a lot of fun with them. Because I just expect like a B action movie, Michael Bay, explosions everywhere, go America kind of shit. Which is awesome, but Black Ops 4 doesn't have that. It's just all multiplayer. And of course, if you guys end up buying it, I'm going to end up buying it to play with you guys. But I'm not super excited about it. I do like the health regen changes. I think that's a huge step in the right direction for the series, along with an increased time to kill. I don't like the thought of, oh, it's going to be like Overwatch, because I don't really like Overwatch either. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was where I was going, is there's no campaign in the Call of Duty game for the first time ever, and I don't know if this is like a thing they're going to do, because they've seen that there's market research that says, you know, hey, we don't, you know, nobody plays this campaign, and like, I've played the campaigns, and I like most of them. I think Black Ops 3 was probably the worst one I've played of like the last five games, but... It's weird to see just campaign go away, because Call of Duty did campaigns. I think Call of Duty does the best shooter campaigns in the world.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
When are we getting Ghosts too?
Oh God, no.
Have you ever played the Ghost campaign, right?
I played Ghost campaign and multiplayer. It is
Ghost
trash.
Is a bad game, and the thing was like, Ghost campaign ends on such a weird cliffhanger. And I don't think we'll ever know what actually happens with those characters. And
we'll know what happens like a decade after. When did Ghost come out? 2015?
It was a launch title for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Fuck, when was that? 2013, 2014?
Yeah, something like that.
So that means, okay, so like in 2023, we'll get Ghost 2 when everybody's like, oh yeah, Ghost wasn't that bad, because that always happens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. I the thing about it is that campaign was fun up into that weird ass cliffhanger, and I thought the campaign was okay. Like, I've never thought any campaign was bad, except for just outright bad, except for Black Ops 3. And maybe that was why, because they had research that said nobody played Black Ops 3's campaign to completion because it was so bad. Because I thought that was probably the worst Call of Duty campaign by far. It was so boring, so weird, and so terrible. So I'm curious to see what they'll do without the, you know, campaign. I feel like it should obviously it's gonna have more zombie maps, but it should have more multiplayer maps. It's cool that all the multiplayer maps are gonna be free for the whole game. I'm curious to see what they do with kill streaks, just because they've gone to the score streak system and it's always been that way, and I think that's smart. But I don't want to see really ridiculous kill streaks. I still want to see a little bit more balance that stuff, like. I don't know. That's the one thing about Call of Duty that's always bugged me is kill streaks, just because they seem really dumb. Yeah, I just want to shoot people.
Yeah.
I just want to have a good time shooting people online. Like, that's always been the thing for Call of Duty. But the end of this reveal, they talked about their new Blackout mode. And Blackout is basically Call of Duty Battle Royale. But it's going to be... The map is going to be... I think it was like... 1600 times bigger than any Call of Duty map they've ever had. The map will also have parts of other Black Ops maps from other Black Ops games, and then every gun from every Black Ops game ever made will be in this mode. So
all the characters too.
All the characters too. So you can be Mason, and I imagine like that'll be part of the microtransaction system for that game. Will be buying characters. But that's the thing, is like characters in Black Ops games aren't really like, I don't feel like they're super exaggerated. They just look like soldier dudes, or, you know, and then it'll have the zombie characters, and but it's not gonna be ridiculous. Like, you're not gonna see like pink haired crazy, you know, mohawks with, oh, crap.
I mean, I don't even care if I do.
It just sounds really cool, like a Call of Duty Battle Royale game with all the guns. You know, from Call of Duty's past, like parts of the maps that you like from Black Ops games. Like, it just sounds like a really good idea. Now, I don't know if they're going to get it right, but everything I've heard about this thing has me really excited, actually. Like, I'm really excited to see where this thing could be like. And I imagine, this is kind of going into next week's show when we do predictions, but I imagine we see some gameplay of this at Sony's press conference. Because they have the exclusive marketing rights to Call of Duty, while Xbox has the marketing rights to Battlefield.
Yep.
So, what'd you guys think of this?
We'll see that.
God damn it, Xbox, can you do anything fucking right?
Please.
Jesus Christ. You backed the wrong horse again,
yeah,
Microsoft.
So, what did you guys think of this Battle Royale mode? Just the little bit we saw.
I mean, I don't think Battle Royale is good for Call of Duty. Like, I just think Call of Duty is just way, way too fast traditionally for Battle Royale. But I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, worst case scenario, it's just as shitty as I think it'll be.
Yeah, no, I agree that like it's really them just banking on the trend. They're trying to get into that market. They're trying to see what they can grab out of that market share. But it could be good, or they could really ruin it with all these microtransactions and all this stuff. But it's going to come down to the gameplay. Does that gameplay match that style of game? And we'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that, you know, here the two things that each company is backing on, you, because these are going to be the two shooters that are going to do battle this year. Red Dead's not even going to be in the same world as these games, because Red Dead's going to just kill everything because it's a Rockstar game. So yep. The two games that are going to be doing battle are Call of Duty Black Ops 4 and Battlefield 5, and one is counting on campaign to kind of bring goodwill, and one is counting on battle royale. So it'll be really interesting to see which one wins in the end. I think a good Call of Duty game, like a very good Call of Duty game, could go a long way, just because World War II was cool, and it had, you know, it was cool for it to be World War II, and it had that one mode that was like Overwatch, kind of, or it was like an objective-based mode, and I thought that was really fun. War, that's what it's called. I thought that mode was great. I loved playing it. It's just they didn't support it with maps. They only gave you one map per DLC, and I was not going to pay $15 a DLC for one map because I was not going to play the other shit. So then Black Ops 3 sucked. It was terrible. And then I think Infinite Warfare was before terrible. That. And Infinite Warfare probably had the best campaign, but the multiplayer was terrible. So, like, I really haven't been interested in Call of Duty multiplayer much. So if they can make a good Call of Duty game that feels, you know, grounded and balanced, and then also have a Battle Royale mode you can play with your friends, that'd be really cool. Do I think they're going to get it right? I have no idea. I think that Call of Duty's shooting mechanics, if done properly in a mode like this, could be really cool, especially with now they're saying that all characters have a longer time to kill, which is cool because, God, it was so fast in the last three games to the point where, like, you didn't get a chance to think.
Yeah.
So
you can't even fight
yeah,
back.
Yeah, enhancing time to kill has got to be probably the biggest thing that they're doing for Black Ops 4, but, yeah.
Well, I think even if they only get it half right,
it's probably still better than Battlefield.
it's still going to be pretty good, because then they'll improve on it. Like, if they even get it half right and it becomes a popular mode for Black Ops 4, then I really think that they'll expand on it, and it'll probably be pretty fucking good a couple games down the road.
Yeah, I really want a good Battle Royale mode that doesn't involve building. That's kind of my thing. I really don't want to build in Fortnite anymore, as much as I think Fortnite is fun and the gunplay is actually not bad. I really just don't care for building. I don't think it's very fun.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, that's, there's so much more we can talk about, and I think we will, obviously. E3 is coming up. Call of Duty, that's Call of Duty and Battlefield, which we'll definitely see E3, and I think those will be pretty big games this year. It'll be interesting to see what they turn out, you know, how we feel about these games towards the end of the year as the year goes on. But I think that'll do it for our first episode.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be on this will be going up every Tuesday on your favorite podcast services. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and then we'll definitely keep you updated with, you know, potential Facebook pages, Twitters, all that stuff in the coming episodes. This is kind of the first episode to try and see how this goes, and then we'll go from there and just have like our weekly video game talk amongst each other, and you guys can listen to it. Anything else you guys want to say?
I hate video games.
You hate video games.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. Well, this is for me, Ricky, and Jake. We'll see you next time with our E3 predictions, which should be good. I mean, we'll see. I honestly don't think E3 is going to be anything crazy this year, but if it is, it'd be pretty awesome.
Can Xbox finally do it?
God, stay tuned.
Xbox is on life support until next gen. Let's be fucking real.
That's the thing about the Xbox. It's so disheartening because it's such a nice system. It's such a good system, but there's nothing to play on it. And then if you look at like player bases and just what PlayStation has done, the numbers that PlayStation has put out compared to Xbox, it's like, holy shit, there's so many more people on PlayStation than Xbox. Oh, yeah. And I don't think there's anything Microsoft can do to fix that.
No, there really isn't. But that is a topic.
Yeah, that is a topic for another time. We'll see you next week. Talk about some E3. We'll see how that goes. It'll be an interesting one. All right.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.